council to give the third and final reading of a resolution granting a temporary utility easement to CenterPoint Energy. CenterPoint Energy, which is the natural gas company here in Minster, is working on installing a new line through the 7th Street Community Park, and they requested a temporary easement to allow them to have access to the permanent easement space and also to provide workspace and equipment material storage. So council went ahead and granted that temporary easement to CenterPoint. Council also passed the resolution which accepts the amounts and rates determined by the Budget Commission for the inside and outside millage. This is based on property tax, and we have two property tax levies. One is a 2.2 mils for the general fund, which generates $315,000 a year for us, and the other one is 3 mils for the fire and EMS levy, which generates about $327,000. And council went ahead and accepted those two rates as determined by the Budget Commission. Council also accepted the Budget Commission's recommendation for the local government funds. The local government funds are collected from various taxes in the state and then divided up and given to each county based on population. And then there's a formula that's in the Ohio Revised Code, which dictates how much goes to each municipality. And this year, we're going to get $93,827, which is about $4,600 more than what we got last year. So council accepted that rate as well. Council also awarded a contract to the best bidder for the 2025 minor street resurfacing project. This involves the resurfacing of Parkview Drive, 4th Street from the canal to the West Corporation line, Hanover Street from 2nd to 4th Street, and three or four alleys within the village. And the low bid for that project was Barrett Paving. They are out of Franklin, Ohio, and they bid $357,595.50. So council awarded the bid to them. Council also authorized the village administrator to seek bids for the 2025-2026 sidewalk repair project. This is sidewalks that are throughout the village that need to be repaired because they don't meet our specifications, whether they are broken up or they have cracks or trip hazards. So council went ahead and authorized us to seek bids for the end of September for this project, and this project will wrap up in June of 2026. Council also accepted the income tax report from the City of St. Mary's for July. We received $442,973 in income tax receipts for the month of July, bringing us to $3,215,000 for the year, which puts us on par with what we received in 23 and 2024. And then finally, Council set a date for trick-or-treat within the village. Council's chosen October 30th, which is the last Thursday of the month, from 6:30 to 8 o'clock to hold trick-or-treat.